So usually, this story of Lazarus kind of reminds us, kind of foreshadows what's going to happen ahead in the upcoming weeks. And how Lazarus being raised from the dead is a foreshadowing of what's going to happen to Jesus. How he too will be raised from the dead, and how we can hope in the same resurrection when we die. But while I was reading this long gospel, I was thinking of one verse, and it's the shortest verse in this gospel, and it's actually the shortest verse in the entire Bible. You know what that is? And Jesus wept. That's a whole verse right there. And that's the shortest one in the entire Bible. But filled and packed with so much meaning. And Jesus wept. Well, why did he weep? Or where do those tears come from? Right? Some people say, well, maybe he's guilty. Maybe he's guilty for not being there for his friend Lazarus. As if you got a text message or a call that a close friend of yours was sick and about to die, what would you do? Like you would go there, right? Or if he lives far away, maybe you take a plane flight over there. And what did Jesus do? Nothing. For 2 days. He's like, oh, he's sick. Okay. So some people say, well, maybe he feels guilty because if he was there earlier, maybe Lazarus wouldn't have died. And he got there and he's already dead. Others say, well, and Jesus wept. That shows Jesus' human side, his humanity, that he's truly sad for the death of a loved one, just like how you and I are sad when somebody dies. But it's much more than these two kind of explanations. It's much more. And the phrase, and Jesus wept, Jesus crying, Jesus weeping makes all the difference. Let me kind of explain to you why. And talking about weeping, when's the last time you cried? When's the last time you had a good cry? Not because you were, I don't know, chopping onions, okay? Not because you saw some romantic, cheesy movie. But when's the last time you had a real good cry? Just kind of like a cleansing of the eyes, right? And I was taught since a little boy, you know, Stevie, don't cry. Real man, don't cry. Are you a man? Yeah, I'm a man. Don't cry. You know, that's... So, I know, I've been taught to hold it in, right? And I rarely cry. I don't know about you, but I rarely cry. But last week, I cried. I cried last week. Not because somebody punched me or anything like that, but it was really this inner kind of crying kind of deal. I was just kind of down, maybe a little depressed, and not in a good mood. And usually, oftentimes, when I'm in kind of this funk, I call one of my friends. And so my closest friends, one friend was Father Mark Catalana. He was assigned at this parish, St. Lucie, about a little over 20 years ago. And kind of like my mentor. And oftentimes when I feel down, I just call him up and say, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. Okay, well, you want to have dinner or you want to hang out? I was like, yeah. And after we hang out and talk about what's going on, I usually feel a lot better, right? This time, I was kind of down, kind of a little depressed, and I wanted to call him, but I couldn't because he's dead, right? He died 2 years ago. And I said, I really miss him. I really miss him, and I want to call him, but I can't. Because he's dead. I felt like Mary or Martha, kind of blaming God. Said, well, why? Why did you take such a good man? So young. He died at 49. and I thought about the gospel today. What's the shortest gospel again? The shortest verse, yes. And Jesus wept. And some people say, well, okay, cry. Okay, cry me a river. Okay, you cry. Does that make any difference when somebody cries? No. No, it makes all the difference. It's not that Jesus doesn't do anything. Instead, Jesus weeps. And as I was kind of feeling down, a little sad, knowing that I couldn't talk to Father Mark anymore, I felt deep inside the tears of Jesus. Jesus weeping with me, Jesus weeping for me. Jesus, the Son of God, knows me, knows my inner troubles, knows my sadness, feels my deep pain, cries for me, cries with me. Right? Jesus weeping makes all the difference. Because one of the saddest things in life is when you come, when you're kind of down or depressed, when you got issues, and you're kind of like all alone, and you realize nobody knows how I feel. Nobody understands my deep pain. And you're kind of like all up in a corner by yourself. But that's not the case, because we have a God that cries, and Jesus weeps. He knows exactly how you're feeling, right? Jesus weeping makes all the difference. It's much easier to just fix the situation and say, oh, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. Can I get you a tissue? Much harder to find someone who truly feels exactly the same way you do, who feels your deep pain, your sadness, deep struggles, your hurts, and cries for you, cries with you. And Jesus wept, right? And for me, realizing that, that was a big consolation. That was enough. Because I knew for a fact that Jesus weeping with me, for me, he knew exactly how I was feeling. And that made me feel real comforted. And actually, Jesus weeping has a much more deeper impact than just the weeping itself. At the time, people saw Jesus, the crowd saw Jesus, and they said, oh, this guy's a prophet, right? And they see Jesus, and they see him weeping at for Lazarus, and they saw a prophet. Oh, here's another prophet weeping. Similar to, have you ever heard of the prophet Jeremiah? Yeah. Do you know what was Jeremiah's nickname? He had a nickname. His nickname was the Weeping Prophet. That was his nickname. Because he cried. He cried a lot. He cried tears of sadness because he was so young. And he said he was warning the people and they wouldn't listen to him. So he cried a lot. Cried tears of sadness because people were like, ah, forget you. Right? Oh, here he goes. Here he goes, weeping again. Right? So they see Jesus like a prophet and he's crying. And they think, oh, here we go. Here's a copycat. Here's Jeremiah 2.0 right here. There he is, right? The weeping prophet. Cry me a river, will you? But Jeremiah himself talks about the one who will raise people up from the grave. And that's exactly what Jesus does. Take away the stone. Lazarus, come out. Untie him. Let him go. Jesus proves right there that he's not just a prophet, but he's the fulfillment of what Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, has been weeping all along. Right? That we have a God, the Son of God himself, who cries for us, cries with us, doesn't just fix us or kind of rescue us and says, okay, here's a little lifeboat. Okay, go save yourself. But ultimately redeems us. Right? Lazarus' death, his sisters, Mary and Martha, their sadness, doesn't end up in vain because ultimately they are redeemed. Jesus' suffering, betrayal, death, doesn't end up in vain because there is redemption. Jesus takes our sorrows, takes our pains, takes it to his heart, cries for us, cries with us, and transforms it, converts it into comfort, into peace, into hope, into love, into the resurrection. So as we kind of transition from the fifth week of Lent into next week, what's next week? Palm Sunday. And then that leads into Holy Week, right? that's kind of like the most drama climactic season of our liturgical year. And as we transition into that, okay, into the mode of Good Friday, betrayal, Good Friday, and Easter Vigil, this week, think about what are your struggles? You know, because I've been at this parish for about 2 years, and I don't know everyone, but I know at least half. And I know. I look at this crowd. I look at over here. I look at over here. I know what some of you are going through. It's a lot of stuff. A lot of issues. Everybody's got issues, right? And there's a lot of hurt inside. A lot of hurt. Maybe it's old hurt. Maybe it's current hurt. Maybe it's upcoming hurt. But it's a lot of hurt. And I ask you this week, as you prepare for Holy Week, bring up all your struggles, your pains, your sufferings, things that kind of weigh you down in life. The kind of stuff where you can't even really share with your wife. The kind of stuff that you can't even share with your husband. The kind of stuff you're embarrassed to share with your children. The kind of stuff that you don't want to share with your parents. But it's deep down inside. The kind of stuff that you're thinking about, you think about this stuff, it makes you kind of want to cry. Bring these things up to Jesus. Because we know, for a fact, Jesus wept. He's right there, crying for you, crying with you. Bring them up to Jesus. And know that when Jesus cries for us and cries with us, He doesn't just fix it, He doesn't just rescue us, but He redeems us, transforming our sorrows into the hope of the resurrection.